My name is Jim Evanchuk. I'm the executive director of the Active Living Coalition for Older Adults in Manitoba, otherwise known as ALCOA. We're a not-for-profit organization that is focused on promoting healthy active living, primarily for people who are 55 years of age or older. We refer to them as older adults. We're kind of shying away from the use of the term seniors. Some people are in denial about being a senior. So the older adults or maturers are the group that we're primarily focused on. But we're also wanting to really reach out and connect with the caregivers, the adult children of the older adults, who in many cases are making the really key decisions and helping to make key decisions about their health and well-being.
Before we go forward, if I could get you also to say your name and your role in your organization.
My name is Anne Scuba. I am the past president at this time. I have been with the organization from the very beginning, and that was in about 1998. And I will be, my term of office now is expiring this year.
And can I ask you how you first got involved with ALCOA?
I was sent by the National Advisory Council on Aging to represent the council at the launching of ALCOA National in Toronto in 1998. Jim Evanchuk was there also. And when we came back, there were five of us that attended that launching. And when we came back, we started the ball rolling to promote active living for older adults in Manitoba.
Now, Jim, you'd mentioned about reaching out to caregivers. Can you talk to that point a little bit?
Well, there's many older adults, and I actually just had a call from a person living in Ontario the other day, and he said he was really concerned and would like to get his mother, his older mother, to get involved and get acquainted, get knowledgeable about the use of computers. He didn't know where she could be connected, and but he knew that there was a need, and he was really quite stressed, thinking about how am I going to take care of my mother from a distance. But he would be comforted knowing that she would have the capability and the capacity to connect via the internet, whether that be Skyping, whether that be connecting with him and communicating with him, or being connected with her community and knowing where to get information, resources that were relevant to her health and well-being. So I was able to direct him to Creative Retirement Manitoba, who are definitely set up to teach older adults in a user-friendly and age-friendly way how to actually get past the mystery of the internet and the use of computers and how to navigate that. And that's one example. I think we've had a lot of older adults who really rely on their adult children and the caregivers, and there's a whole world of caregivers out there that are trying to find ways to navigate not only their daily operations, their jobs, etc., but when you add on a needy parent who requires some assistance, that really adds a lot of strain and stress in their lives. So we're trying to make it easy for the adult children of older adults to get in the know, and so that they will be able to guide their parents to appropriate programs and opportunities.
Now, when we talk about active living for older adults and being involved and being social and getting out, what kinds of activities or opportunities are you thinking of or are you talking about in particular?
Well, there are many, and we are encouraging older adults in the city of Winnipeg to connect with their nearest senior center. And there's a number of 55-plus active living centers throughout the city that have numerous programs and activities that are free. It's not as though they're going to cost an arm and a leg. These are all accessible, they're available, and they're geared specifically to older adults. So we would like them to connect. We would like them to participate, and we would like them to try some things out. There's always the mystery of of the unknown, and that's always a barrier to many. Like, they don't even want to venture out because, I'm not sure about that. But what we're trying to do is encourage them to go out, taste the activity, get to know some of the very great people that are involved with these programs and services, and the chances are they're going to really like that. So that's part of it. A big part of what we do also is the promotion of physical activity. And regular physical activity is really central to everything that we are trying to do. So we're not saying everybody's got to go out there and get on the track, but we do want people to engage, participate, and connect.
Now, Anne, what do you see as the most valuable or the most impactful role that your organization has?
Well, the Speakers Bureau, where we train peer leaders, people that are older, to go and talk to their peers that are in living in apartment blocks or in a community, going to a community center or a church or somewhere where we could get a group of people together to give them the information and tell them about the resources. We have a video that we have, a DVD actually, of exercises for people that do not get to a place where there's exercises conducted that they could do it by themselves. We have a leader teaching seniors to lead exercise classes, and those I feel are very helpful because then people could set up their own exercise classes in wherever they live or in their community center or church basement or wherever. And we also have educational sessions on healthy eating, healthy habits, medication use and misuse, false prevention. All those I feel are very important, and we're always looking to develop what the people need, and we're looking at social connectedness. Like Jim said, when they go to play cards, they're socially connected, and it makes their life happier. And spiritual health, we need to develop that more. There are always something that we need to look at and develop more, but we have a good program.
Now, looking forward, what kind of do you have in the near schedule for someone who's listening right now? Or what are upcoming events or opportunities where they can connect with your organization?
Well, the one that's looming large on the horizon right now is Active Aging Week. It's an annual event, and this year it's running from September 21st to the 27th throughout all of Manitoba, all of Canada. And we've teamed up with a group called the International Council on Active Aging. They're the ones that came out with this Active Aging Week, and we have adopted that and are encouraging organizations and groups throughout Manitoba to try involve older adults during that week in particular. The really interesting part this year is that the theme is Let the Adventure Begin. And we really love that because it is really saying no matter how old you are, there are adventures that you can go on, that you can experience. You can try something new for the first time, or you can try something again that you haven't done for quite some time. But let your adventure begin. So that's coming up the September 21st to 27th. There's a number of other activities going on. Anne had mentioned the Speakers Bureau. One that we are working on right now, it won't be actually ready for delivery until the new year, is we've teamed up with the Manitoba Dental Hygienists Association. And we are working on a topic called on oral health. So this is all about the importance of the health of the mouth as it relates to the health of total health of the body. And this is something that we have found in many older adults. They tend to kind of let the health of their mouth go. In some cases, it's because of the concern about how much it will cost. But in terms of priorities, it's Yeah, not always on the top of the priority list. We're trying to bring that that around so that older adults will realize it is important because your mouth is the gateway to your health.
Mm-hmm. And for someone who is listening right now and is thinking about getting involved but maybe a little nervous, what would you tell them to encourage them to reach out and get involved and get active in their community with your organization or otherwise?
Well, I would tell them that we're all the same and we know what our problems are and that we are comforted by knowing that there are other people with the same kind of issues that we have, and that if they become involved, they will find friendship, they will find support, education, and they will also find that they will realize that they are not alone in their physical, mental capacities, whatever, because whatever their ideas are, that they may not be as physically able to do things. We do everything at their own level. Wherever they start is always where they start, not at anybody else's level, and they always operate at their own ability, and they don't have to compete with anybody. And I forgot to mention that there is walking groups in different malls that are coordinated by Alcoa also, and it's called Stepping Up with Confidence, Stepping Out with Confidence. And I thought that I would take this opportunity to tell people that October is the month for, it's a seniors and elders month. And the program or the seniors and elders month launch will be on September the 30th at the convention center from 10 to 2. It's free. There's entertainment, interactive sessions, and booths that display people's, whatever their organization is doing. So I invite everybody to come. It's free. I don't know if there's going to be food or not, but we'll find out.
If folks have questions or want to get in contact, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Okay, they could always contact our office at 204-632-3947. If they have access to the internet, they can check out our website at www.alcoamb.org.